Joining me right now, Oliver Rogers from Essex and Suffolk Water. Going to be talking about a few things, but particularly the Super Splash Hero Day. So, Oliver, are you a Super Splash Hero?
I'd like to be. I think I'm going to try and be. Dun, 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 dun. Super Splash Heroes save water around the home, I think, is the message of the fun day and those kind of characters as well.
Indeed. And not just in the home, but outside the home as well.
In the garden.
I've got me water. About, yeah,
fantastic. I bet it's full at the moment, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, yes. But anyway, we must talk about your fun day, your Super Splash Hero Day. Give us the details. What's going to happen on the day?
Well, it's a free day,
yeah,
and it's happening at the Museum of Power, which is just off the A12 at Langford near Malden. You go through Hatfield Peveril to get there, and it's really for families, mums, dads, kids, anyone to come down, see the museum. And also see the Super Splash Heroes play as well, which is a pantomime that tells young people how to save water around the home and in the garden.
Right, and this is next Sunday, isn't it? The 17th of September?
It is, yes. It starts at 10 a.m. and then finishes around about 4 o'clock. We ask that you book in advance. The tickets are free. You can do that through the Essex and Suffolk Water website. So it's simply eswater.co.uk. Click on Saving Water and you'll see the page where it says Register for Free Tickets. But you can also just come down on the day as well.
Yeah, fine. It also says on your poster that you have an opportunity to create your own mini garden. What's that all about?
Well, that is a little sopot. We call that a sopot, and it's a small sort of plastic dish, and you water it, and then the plants inside it grow.
Right.
So it's designed to sort of teach people about kind of gardening and things like that, and how to use kind of water absorbent crystals and things, because it has a special sort of gel that the seeds are embedded in.
Right, excellent.
You can get one of those free if you come down.
Oh, right, yeah, there will be some water-saving garden products to that you're giving away on the day, I believe. Yeah?
There will be, yes, because, I mean, you know, if you're a gardener, it sounds like you're a gardener, Bob.
Oh, yes, yeah.
If you've got your water butts, you're doing really well. You're not using the mains water to water your plants. Mm. But you can also do things like embed water-saving crystals, gels and things into the soil around plant roots, so that when you do water, it actually absorbs and stores more water for the plant to use. And that can reduce the number of times you need to kind of sprinkle water on your plants.
Yeah, okay. Well, now, it's pretty subjective, this question, really, but what is the one thing you can do in your home to save as much water as possible? What do you think?
Well, we all go to the toilet, don't we?
Yep.
The average person in Essex uses about 150 litres of water a day, and the vast proportion of that is flushing the toilet.
It's down the pan.
So if you have an old-fashioned toilet, then perhaps getting a new button-press toilet will reduce the size of the cistern and actually reduce the amount of water that you use per flush, and that will significantly bring down the amount of water you use in a day.
Yeah, we have a bit of not a disagreement, but my partner will insist on using the washing machine when it's only half full. Now, I think, you know, let's wait until we've got enough, a full load to wash the thing. Does that save water, or am I wasting my time there?
Well, there are lots of appliances around the kitchen now, dishwashers and washing machines, that help to save us having to do these things, labour-saving devices. Yeah. But if, like you say, they're not fully loaded when they're switched on, then, well, you know, it's a bit subjective as to whether you're wasting water, but it could be that you could do a number of different cycles if you fully loaded it and reduce the number of cycles that you do.
Well, that's what I thought, yeah. So there you go, Kathy.
Exactly, but you have to be careful not to overload it. So I think she's got she's got a point with the washing machine, because, I mean, the difficulty with washing machines is you don't want to overload it with washing. Clearly, with a dishwasher, there's a set number of spaces and slots, isn't there, for plates and knives and forks and bowls and things and glasses and cups and such like. So I would encourage you to make sure a dishwasher is fully loaded before you switch it on, because there is a kind of set design and pattern that you've got to follow. But with a washing machine, it's a bit more subjective, isn't it, as to when you've got enough washing in there. And you don't want to put too much in there so that, you know, the washing powder and the water don't actually properly wet all of the clothes.
So we're both right then. That's very diplomatic of you. Thank you. Now, what about I've heard of your Make My Day campaign. This sounds really interesting.
Yes, this is a special campaign we're running for the first week of October. And we want want to surprise customers in Brentwood and around Brentwood, and also across South Essex, where we supply the drinking water to. So we would encourage any customers of Essex and Suffolk Water to think about someone that perhaps needs cheering up,
right,
who could do with a special treat, a surprise. And if you know what that special treat or surprise is, get onto our website, log in, and put in your details, and put in the details of the person you think needs cheering up, and the treat that you think they should be given, and then it'll be judged this coming Friday, so you've got to get pretty quick sharp. This, I think, is the last sort of day for nominations, so we want people to get onto the website and to nominate those people, and then they might stand a chance of us coming to surprise that individual.
Well, that sounds great. And it's not the first time you've done this, I don't think, is it? Last year you surprised someone in Brentwood, I believe.
We did indeed, yeah. Yes. We surprised Mike in Brentwood. He had flowers delivered to him once a week for a whole year.
Oh, wow.
Bouquets of flowers, because he was blind and he loved smelling flowers. Ah. And his daughter nominated him and said that would be such a marvellous thing. He's had a bit of a tough time of it at the moment.
Yeah.
And that would have been and was a marvellous thing for him to be able to smell the flowers and to think of summer and to think of bouquets and to think of all those beautiful sorts of things that he liked.
How fantastic. That is brilliant. And the other thing that's coming up, and it's not too far away either, it's the 60th anniversary of Hanningfield Reservoir, I believe, is it?
Yes, it is, yes. The 19th of August 1957 it was officially opened, and so that makes it 60 years in 2017.
Yeah.
Hanningfield's a massive reservoir. It supplies Brentwood with drinking water. We treat up to 225 million litres of water each day at the Hanningfield Wow. Water Treatment Works. And that comes from the reservoir. That's drawn from the reservoir. And then that's pumped out into supply and mixed with water from our other reservoir, Aberton, up near Colchester.
Right.
And then it's supplied to places like Brentwood, Southend, South Essex, and then on into East London. We go up to Havering and Redbridge, yeah, and Barking and Dagenham.
Yeah, fantastic. Of course, there's a really nice nature reserve over at Hanningfield as well, isn't there?
There is, yes.
Yeah.
We've got the Essex Wildlife Trust Visitor Centre, which you can go along to, yeah, and walk through. There's also the Cafe on the Water, which is a wonderful little cafe that we, Essex and Suffolk Water, run on the banks of the reservoir for visitors to enjoy a cup of tea and a nice bite to eat. And yes, you can go and look around the nature reserve around the banks of the reservoir. I mean, what makes Hanningfield really unusual is it's a triple SI, a site of scientific interest, a special site of scientific interest. And there aren't too many of those about in Essex. So that's what makes Hanningfield such a special sort of place for wildlife. And one of the kind of the things you'll see there a lot is coots. And you'll say to me, coots, they aren't exactly rare. You know, you see them all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, they're not in Essex. Yeah. However, Hanningfield does contain a large percentage of the national coot population.
Okay.
So if you go up north and places like that, you won't see them so often. So if you want to see a coot, come to Hanningfield.
Right, yeah, well worth a visit. Well, thanks very much, Oliver. I think that's really interesting. Let's just have a reminder about your Super Splash Hero Day. It's all happening on Sunday, the 17th of September, this Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Museum of Power, Hatfield Road in Langford. And you need to book in advance. And to do that, is it the
Essex and Suffolk Water website? So eswater.co.uk/savewater. But you can also pop down as well. We don't mind if you just turn up.
Right,
so it's just to give us a bit of an idea of numbers, really.
Okay, right.
But it is totally free. Yep.
And you can go and see the Super Splash Hero pantomime, learn how to save water, create your own mini garden, and take away free water-saving garden products. Brilliant. Well, I hope the day goes very well for you. I hope it's a great success. And thanks very much for coming in today.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Thanks, Oliver.